Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Breakfast, Monday Night Raw, a.k.a. Monday Night Live, a.k.a. the Learning Center. And we are here tonight and going to be wrapping up our topic on vision, purpose, and goals. So many things have come up throughout the week as we've talked about this, you know, just learning what our vision is, what our purpose here on Earth is, and how are we inspiring others along the way. So just to bring that forward, and as we're going to continue to touch on those things, I'm going to go ahead and introduce our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Good evening, Ms. Latonya.
How are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, yourself?
I am doing wonderful as well. Thank you.
Good deal. Well, y'all, I do welcome everybody to the Monday Night Live. As we get started on this topic, we're talking about, you know, we've learned a lot. We talked about visions, visionaries, leadership on Wednesday. On Sunday, we talked about goals. We didn't touch on purpose too much. We'll touch on it a little bit tonight. But before I get started, what I want to do is bring in Mr. DJ. Is he there?
Yes, sir.
How are you doing, Mr. DJ?
I'm much better.
Much better? Good deal, good deal.
Yes,
so,
sir.
You want to recap for us what you gathered this whole week about vision, purpose, and goals, please?
Well, vision, purpose, and goals are kind of in that order. Without no vision, my people will perish.
Mm-hmm.
That's in the Bible. You must first write the vision, not just write it, talk about it, but you have to write it and make it plain. And it has to be where not only you, but others and God can see it. Other people may benefit from it as well, but that's your vision. And with the vision is going to bring about a purpose. When you write that vision, a purpose goes right along with it. When we deal with purpose, what's the meaning of this? You know, if this is your vision, why you? And then you have to solidify it with a goal. With your goals, it might be a long-term or a bunch of short-term goals, but you have to plan on how you're going to go about achieving this goal and making the vision become a reality. So those three things go hand in hand, you know, and in this week's topic and studying it, I realized you really can't do anything. A person without any vision definitely doesn't have a purpose or any goals. You can't achieve anything. So once you get that situated, once you get that implemented, you'll be much more of a help to God than just being here.
Mm-hmm. I agree. All right. So with that being said, y'all, we're going to leave that right there for a second, Mr. DJ. But before we get started, let's go ahead and pray. So, Ms. Latonya, if you don't mind praying for us.
Our Father and our God, we come before you on tonight, dear Lord, to say thank you. We thank you for another opportunity to dwell in your presence, dear Father. We thank you for just getting us through this day, for covering us, for protecting us, dear God, for allowing us to be here on the phone line, dear Father. We thank you for your shelter. We thank you for just continuing to extend your grace and your mercy upon us, dear Father. We thank you for allowing us to be united as the body of Christ, dear God. And we ask that you would just open up our hearts and our minds so that we can be totally transparent with you on tonight. And we can just be in fellowship, have a good time, and just continue to give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. And we thank you for this ministry, and we thank you for the leader that you have designed to lead and guide us on this path. We pray and ask all of these things in the precious name of your darling son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Vision, purpose, and goals. Real quickly, Ms. Latonya, when I say vision, what comes to mind?
Vision, what comes to mind is something that God has given us to work towards, something that we are to fulfill on in this journey, you know, something that he's given to us that no one else may be aware of, but it's something that we know we are to do And also something that we know that we can help others to fulfill on as well, because a lot of people aren't quite certain of what the vision is that God has given them or what exactly that is.
Mr. DJ, I'm going to try with you. You know, I'm going to emphasize the word real quickly. Okay?
Okay.
When I say real quickly, when I say purpose, what does that mean? What does that mean to you?
Purpose is the substance. It defines why you have your vision. Vision are the eyes of faith.
Mm-hmm.
So your purpose defines your vision.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, when I say goals, what are we talking about when we say goals?
How you going to achieve it? How you going to accomplish it?
Mm-hmm.
What's your plan to reach that goal?
Okay.
I mean, what's your plan to make that vision a reality?
Okay. So mm-hmm. vision, purpose, and goals. Okay, this week has been an enormous week, especially in lieu, you know, of what we've been talking about. You're talking about leadership, okay? Our people perish because of a lack of knowledge. Vision is important. It is pertinent. It should have high prestige. Okay, when we talk about leadership, vision. How you doing? So I'm on live now. So how you doing, Miss Gill and Miss Katina, Miss Tamara, and who is that? Miss Krista and Miss Brenda, Miss Tiana and Miss Tamika. Okay, vision is very important. Okay, when it comes to following God. How you doing, Miss Sharon? It's very important. Your purpose. Without a purpose, how do you know what you're shooting for? The purpose. The purpose is the thing that gives you sustenance. Purpose is the amount of gasoline you put in your car because you know exactly where you're going. See, purpose coincides with preparation. There's no one who would literally go on a week's trip with one set of clothes if the purpose was to stay there a week. True?
Right. That's okay. True.
Purpose helps to prepare us. When you understand your purpose, you understand everything in life that you're going through is for a specific reason. Okay, how you doing, Miss Yolanda and Miss Latonya? Okay, so purpose is important. Okay, now the goal setting and the goal getting. This is important, too. Because we have our different goals that we want, but what about the goals that God wants for you? Okay? How you doing, Miss Nina and Miss Rodriguez? How are you, Miss Deborah? Okay? Y'all see that? So the goals are very important because what we can do is establish goals. All of us have goals in life, right? Here's the thing.
Right.
Just because we reach our goals don't mean that we have reached God's goals. Is that fair to say?
Yes, it is.
Yes, sir.
Okay. One thing to have a set of goals and you're reaching your goals, and this is why the Bible says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world but lose his own soul? So gaining the world may be a goal. I'm talking about chasing that bag, doing whatever you need to do. That can be a goal. But what about the ultimate goal? Do any of us have the ultimate goal to see God one day, to make it to heaven? What is the ultimate goal? If our goals does not match up with God's goals, what good are our goals?
Right.
What good are they? It doesn't matter. Okay? So we talk about vision, purpose, and goals. Make sure that we align everything up in the right way. Make sure our vision lines up with God's vision. Make sure our purpose lines up with God's purpose. And make sure our goal lines up with his goals.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Very important. How you doing, Miss Tanya? So, y'all, this is good now. This is important, okay? We have to line up with God's vision, with God's purpose, and with God's goals. When we line up with that, remember the Bible says, how you doing, Miss Caution? The Bible says that God watches over his word to make sure it performs everything it was set out to do. Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So he watches over his word. When we are part of God's word, man, you don't have nothing to be worried about. Every goal that you're set out to achieve, you're going to get it. Watch. Every purpose that you have instilled in you will come out. Mm-hmm. And every vision that you need to see, God will share with you in due time. Follow me?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Mr. Bree? So, y'all, before we get started, we're going to go ahead, Ms. Catrice, how are you? Okay? We're going to get started with some questions real quickly, all right, about vision, purpose, and goals. All right? Let's get to it. What you got, Ms. LaTonya?
Okay, so the first question is, what can help us to elevate and enlarge our vision in the Lord's work?
What can help? What's going on, Bear? What say that again?
What can help us to elevate and enlarge our vision in the Lord's work?
So what can help us elevate and enlarge? Miss Tiana, can you type that on the screen, please? Come on, we got to be on that. Say that again, please. What can help us to elevate and enlarge our vision in the Lord's work?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What's going on, Keaton and Miss Kiva? All right. So what can help us elevate and enlarge our vision in the Lord's work? Now, before I answer that question, Mr. DJ, I'm going to let you in, too. Can we explain, when we say what can help us elevate and enlarge our vision in the Lord's work, can that be explained a little bit more in depth so we all be on one accord?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. So, yeah, when it says what can help us to elevate and enlarge our vision in the Lord's work, basically, what can we do to, in other words, get to the next level of, you know, fulfilling on our vision? And how can that be expanded in a way that will be pleasing to God? So what can we do to get to the next level of fulfilling on our vision in the way that God would want us to do so?
All right. Mr. DJ?
Well, first of all, you got to stay away from distractions.
All right.
And keep your mind on Christ. You can't worry about somebody else's vision or their blessings.
Right.
Got to stay focused on what he has for me is for me. And if your focus and attention is on God, he'll take care of everything else. That's all
right.
You need.
Okay, so the question, y'all, listen to me. The question, how you doing, Miss Sharon? The question is, what can help us to elevate and enlarge our vision in the Lord's work? First and foremost, we got to be great candidates for something called relationship. Because the Bible says, how can two walk together unless they be in agreement? With vision.
Right.
With vision. Explain to me what vision is again, everybody. Y'all remember?
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Faith.
Huh?
Vision is basically your faith.
Mm-hmm.
You don't
your
look
faith.
At your regular eyes, your spiritual eyes. That's your faith.
Mm-hmm.
You got to see it before it's completed.
So vision would be your faith. Vision is revelation from God.
All right.
Revelation meaning something that God reveals. You know how some people say, man, I sense something ain't right. Sometimes we see stuff that's not right. Vision. How do you elevate your revelation in God's work that he gave you? The closer you get to the visionary, the closer you get to the vision.
All right.
Amen.
How you doing, Miss Jennifer? She said your dream. That's right. Okay. So a vision will be your it's a special message or special revelation from God. How you doing, Miss Gwen? Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, the thing about a vision, visions can also contain instruction. Y'all with me?
Mm-hmm.
That's
yes,
right.
Sir.
Visions can also contain interpretations. Hmm?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Y'all with me?
Yeah.
Okay? So it can actually give us insight on the present or future. This is what visionaries do, right?
Right.
That's right.
Y'all with me? So the vision is very important. In order to enlarge that, we must become more sensitive to the Holy Spirit. That's the only way we can put that. How you doing, Ms. Martha and Ms. Gwen? That's the only way that we can put that. So when we talk about vision, purpose, and goals, listen to me. The reason why I put vision first is because a lot of us want to get rid of vision because we'll say, well, I don't know. Let me ask this question. Let me pose a question for everybody out there right quick. Okay? If you can't hear from God, how can you have good vision?
Mm-hmm.
We just said vision, right, is revelation. Vision ties into our faith, right? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if we can't hear from God, you know, when people say, well, you know, I don't know when I'm hearing from God and when I'm hearing from my flesh or the devil, I don't know. I don't know what's what. If you don't hear from God, how then can you have good vision? In other words, if you have poor hearing, you also have poor vision spiritually. Did you know that?
Right. Yes, sir.
I know that. For those of us who do not hear from God, how can we see God's hand? Let me say this again. Let me pose a question. Vision, purpose, and goals. What do you think is more important, that you hear from God or that you see God's hand? This about to tell us a whole lot. Come on. Let me ask the question again. Now, I want everybody to talk to me. Talk to me now, Ms. Kiva, Ms. Gwen, Ms. Tiana. Listen to me. What do you think is more important, that you hear from God or that you see God's hand in motion? Which one is more important to you? Mr. DJ, what you got?
That I hear from God.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Latonya, what would you say?
I would say that I hear from God.
Mm-hmm. Everybody out there, what y'all say? Ms. Tiana says that she hear from God. Okay. Anybody else want to chime in on that one? What's more important, that you hear from God or that you see his hand in motion? Ms. Gwen say that both. Okay. Both. All right. Ms. Katina say hear from God. Ms. Tanya say hear from God. Okay. Ms. Tiana say seeing God's hand is like it's a miracle. That is for those who don't know him. How you doing, Ms. Tanette? Ms. Gwen say, hear from God. Y'all, let me help us out. That's some good answers, too. Hearing from God is far more important. Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hearing from God is far more important. Mr. DJ, why would you say that's more important than seeing his hand in motion?
You can see his hand.
Partner, huh?
You can see his hand. But mm-hmm. if he's not talking to you, you don't have a relationship with him. You can see, I mean, plenty of people can see his hand, but that don't mean they have a relationship with him. And then people like me who's visually impaired, I have to walk by faith, not by sight anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So that means me listening to him is more important. It means more to me than me actually seeing his hand.
Mm-hmm. All right. How you doing, Ms. Trina, talking about hello. Okay, how are you? How are you? All right. So which one is more important, that we hear from God or that we see his hand in motion? Okay? This is important, y'all. This is important. Let's stay with this for a second before y'all start posing other questions, Ms. Tiana, Ms. Sharon. Okay? So this is very, very important. We hear from God. It's far more important than we see his hand in motion. Because when you see God's hands in motion, you remember the Bible puts it this way, without F-A-I-T-H, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Faith does
Amen.
Not require, let me say this correctly, you don't need faith to see something.
Amen.
You need faith to hear it before it happens. and believe.
Right. Amen.
Hmm? Oh, okay, Ms. Jennifer said, what do I mean by seeing God's hand? In other words, when God has to do something in order for us to believe. In other words, people say, won't God do it after the fact? Come on, man. Let's go there. Y'all with me? People say, won't God do it after they got the raise? People say, won't God do it after they got the wife, after they got the husband? People say, won't God do it after they got the healing? But see, that's for those who waiting for that to happen. But I want to see people say, won't God do it and believe it before it even happened, before it manifests. What about that?
Right.
Right? Ms. Rodriguez says, seeing his hand in motion serve as affirmations. That's right, as affirmations. But faith, it doesn't serve as faith. See, faith says that I hear him and I believe him. See, faith coming by hearing. In other words, I heard him say it and I'm going to live just like that. See?
Amen.
Huh?
That's right.
Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Hold on. I got one even better. Hold on, I got one even better. Can I show y'all with y'all scripture? Huh?
Yeah.
Come on, Miss Trina, tell him. Miss Trina say, praise him before. Come on, how you doing, Miss Natasha? Travis, what's going on? Okay, y'all, can y'all turn to John 20 and 29? This is about to confirm what we just talked about. We're talking about vision, purpose, and goals. The question was, is it more important that we hear from God or that we see his hand in motion? Look at John 20 and 29. Watch this. The Bible says it this way. Then Jesus told him, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed, listen to what it says, are those who have not seen yet have believed. Woo, that's strong.
Amen.
Woo, that's strong. That means we are blessed when we see, when we hear God and don't have to see him. Uh-oh. Look what he said. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet still believe. Now, that's strong. Woo, that's strong. In other words, when people say, well, actions speak louder than words, well, that's to them. Because, see, what if God never got on the cross? Would you believe that he's God? Nah.
Right.
Ah, nah. Now we can go there. Would you believe? Would your vision allow you to believe that? I think R. Kelly said that, huh? Or was it Keith Sweat? How deep is your faith?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
sir.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. How deep is your faith? How deep is your vision? How deep is the revelation that you received from God? The deeper the vision, the deeper the relationship. Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Let me say it again. Can y'all see me on this live thing? Y'all see me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So the deeper the vision, the deeper the relationship. That's important. Okay? What you say, it serves as an affirmation of what I already believe. Right, Ms. Rodriguez, and I'm with you, and I understand that the hand of God serves as affirmation. But what if God never gave the affirmation? God is not entitled. He don't have to give the affirmation. In other words, I don't need a piece of paper to say that I'm a minister if I already believe it. The paper, now, I can care less about it. Ooh. I don't need a piece of paper. As a matter of fact, the people who know they home flooded, see, they don't have degrees no more according to the paper. The degree is in them. They don't need a piece of paper. I don't need affirmation.
Right.
You don't need affirmation when you already know the truth. Man. Listen to me. I don't need nobody to confirm nothing for me that I already believe. You know how people say, ooh, thank you, that was confirmation? They didn't believe already. I believe it, so I don't need nobody to tell me nothing because the world will trick you up. They'll mess up your vision. They'll mess up your purpose. They'll mess up your goals because you're looking for affirmation and confirmation. I don't need either. When God speaks, that's all I need. See how they go? Y'all with me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes.
How you doing, Miss Tabitha, Miss Susan, and Miss George? How are y'all? Okay? So that's where we at. Now, we did have another question, so let's get to that question. Miss Tiana and Miss Sharon, y'all want to go ahead and type your questions over again real quickly, please? So, y'all, we're talking about vision. We're talking about purpose. and we're talking about goals, okay? Vision, purpose, and goals. It's important that we use all three and intertwine them, okay, to start to excel. And it's important in life because I believe that, you know, I believe that, like the Bible says, the foolishness of God would dumbfound the wisest person on this. In other words, let me translate what God is saying right there. A bum, if there is a bum, in heaven. Somebody living on the streets, if there is homeless people in heaven, on the streets of heaven, dirt, mud, trash in heaven is more valuable than the richest asset on this earth.
Right. Amen.
Does that make sense, y'all?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
sir.
It does.
But I'm saying, we're talking about vision, purpose, and goals. Make sure that your vision lines up with God. As a matter of fact, make sure that we are part of God's vision. Make sure that we are faith. Don't just operate in faith. It's important that we be faith. Now, your last name don't have to be Evans, but you got to be faith, okay?
All right. Yes, sir.
What we got? What? Miss Sharon and Miss Tiana, can y'all please post the questions again, please? All right. Can you get
we
the
do have
from?
A
Yeah.
Yes, sir, we do have a question. So one of the questions received states, how can I tell when God is speaking or showing me something in my dreams?
Okay, the question says, how can I tell when God is speaking or showing me something in my dreams?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what you got, Mr. DJ? How can someone tell when God is speaking or showing them something in their dreams?
Well, for one, you're the only person that can see it if it's your dream.
Okay.
You're the only person that he's talking to. So that's one. If he done told this to everybody, everybody telling you you're going to be a preacher or you're a preacher, and now all of a sudden you saying, okay, yeah, I'm going to be a preacher, then no, he wasn't talking to you. That wasn't him. Okay,
right.
So you're in a relationship with him. He'll come to you just as you are, no fanfare, nothing like that, and reveal that unto you. That's how you can tell that that's God talking to you. And another thing is, you can't get away from it. You can't ignore it. When he does talk to you, you can try, but he's not going to make you obey him, but you can't ignore him. You can act like you don't hear it.
Okay. How you doing, Miss Susan and Miss Nakia and Miss Juanita? How are y'all? Okay. So how can you post that question up there, Ms. Latane?
Yes, sir.
Ms. Tiana, come on. Yeah. Come on, I need y'all to be on it tonight now. Come on now. What was the question again, please?
Okay, so the question is, how can I tell when God is speaking or showing me something in my dreams?
Mr. DJ, you know what I find so interesting about this when we talk about vision, purpose, and goals?
What's
vision
that?
And goal. Vision. Visions can be dreams. This revelation. How can you tell it's from God? Man, this is where we start to rely on things of God. Now, let's not bamboozle nobody. Okay? Some dreams and visions that you have, you don't know where it came from. You don't know if that came from God or not. Let's be honest. Can we be honest for a second?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Some things you literally got to walk by faith and just wait it out.
Right.
Amen.
Come on now. Because sometimes you'd be like, well, something gave me this unction to go in. I had a dream and I was supposed to go get the building. I don't even have the money, but you don't know if that's from God or not. Okay? Stepping out on faith don't mean making foolish decisions either.
All right.
Right.
Come on, y'all. Talk about vision, purpose, and goals. A lot of times we start to try and force God's hand. And we'll say, well, God, lucky seven. We roll that dice. If that's you, I'm going to get the building.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, we do.
Had a God in our crap game talking about lucky seven. Come on, hit him. It don't work like that. Okay? And if you talk about vision, a lot of times we have to sit back and wait. Okay? Just because you don't quite understand don't mean that you don't have a good relationship. The Bible says, in all thy getting, get an understanding. Meaning, I don't understand what the dream was about, but I know who does. So I'm going to start pulling. I'm going to get closest to God as I can. How you doing, Ms. Danielle? Did you post it up there for me, Ms. Latonya?
Yes, sir. We posted it.
Okay. I don't know why I might need to refresh my screen. Y'all got to tell me what's on the screen because I can't see nothing but people popping up. How you doing, Ms. Devon?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Devon mad because he don't want me to see the vision perfect and all of what y'all telling me. So y'all got to tell me what's going on. Don't think that I'm ignoring y'all. I can literally not see what's going on, but we can move forward. How about that? Okay.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So that was the question. Anybody gave some feedback on that, Ms. Latonya?
Ms. Trania said, praise him before.
Okay.
And that's all we have so far, sir.
Okay. So, y'all, that's what it is. So we're going to get it going. Ms. Danielle, how are you? All right. So let me throw a question out there, okay? Because this is something that literally has been brought to my attention, and I think y'all have heard it before. In lieu of tax season, right, talk about vision, purpose, and goals. Somebody asked me, was it okay to file your tithes, T-H-T-H-E-S, on your taxes? Oh, boy, I know I'm going to get some feedback on this one. Let me turn to the camera now.
Is it?
The question is, we're talking about vision, purpose, and goal. Is it a part of God's vision? Is it a part of God's purpose? Is it a goal of God for you to file your tithes on your taxes? Now, y'all don't fall off. Do not get off this line because you might not like the questions. Because, see, you should never run from the truth. I know it hurts, but let's get into it, right? Let's talk about this. Huh? Mm. Oh, Mr. DJ, what you got to say, Mr. DJ?
Well, you can't take the tithe as a deduction. You're robbing God.
Mm.
That's just dead wrong. I mean, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't profit from that. God said give him the 10%. First of all, many of us don't do it right in the first place. The government get theirs first, and that's wrong. They get theirs, and then we tied off of the net instead of the gross. He said 10% of your wages, not what you take home after the government. So, I mean, we still getting it wrong. And then you want to take some of that back? No, sir.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Vision, purpose, and goals. Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Y'all, so here's the thing. The question is, do we give, or do we, is it a part of God's vision to tithe and then file our tithes on our taxes?
Hmm.
What's going on, Maurice? Lakeith, how you doing? Man, y'all want to be quiet tonight, and y'all can be over there, huh, trying to be quiet and acting all innocent. Well, I wish I had some people who talk like they normally talk. Just because we're talking about God don't mean that you got to get quiet. I mean, when you're in front of the doctor, shouldn't you want to call so the doctor can hear you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, see, I like to be real with it all times. Miss Katina, thank you. She said, no, it's not right. Don't take back what you have given to God. Now, it amazes me, the vision, and I agree with you, Ms. Katina. Our vision shifts when money is involved. Or if we give God 10%, how can you give somebody 10% and then tie it off of it? That means you didn't give them 10%. Let me make it clear. What if somebody gave you, you know, $1,000 and then say, let me tie it off of that. That means you're not going to get $1,000, you might get $978. Now, to you, that's okay. But to God, he said, give me everything that I ask for. God don't need the money, but he want to make sure that it's not your idol. Hello?
Yes, sir. That's true.
Y'all with me? See, the reason why I like the money thing and not shy away from it, because it's the love of money is the root of all types of evil. Money is not the problem. It's the love of money. It's funny what we'll do for money and mess up our vision with God. It's funny what we'll do for money and mess up our purpose in God. It's funny what we'll do for money and mess up the goals that God has for our life. Don't you know that? Because of money. You know how many people are married, no disrespect to nobody out there, because of money and not because of there was a goal of God's for them?
Right.
I'm sorry, but I got to tell the truth. See, I don't apologize for the foolishness. You see how they go? And then say, God, hold my marriage together. He ain't never put it together. That wasn't his goal. That's what you wanted. Huh?
That's right.
Uh-oh. I love it when people get quiet. Huh?
And Mr. Clark, I don't think he told us to give him money, but split a little bit of it with Matthew. Last
mm-hmm.
I checked, even Matthew's supposed to pay 10% too, you know, the tax collector.
Mm-hmm. Ms. Gwynn said, no, we must.
I checked, he didn't tell us to do that.
Mm-hmm. Ms. LaTonya said, not okay, it belongs to God, not to us. He wants to see how faithful we are. And not just through money. It's not just through money. Oh, no. See, we start to mess up God's purpose and God's vision for us through a whole bunch of other stuff. Okay?
Right.
The reason why I'm talking about God's vision and God's purpose and God's goals is because what kind of goals would we have if God didn't establish them?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I hope I'm talking to the right set of people tonight because, man, if you can get excited about Mardi Gras and not excited about God, we got a problem. Maybe I need to go to another page. I don't know, huh? Huh? Miss LaTonya, I don't thrive about how many people chime in and don't chime in. That's not my purpose. My goal is to reach those who really want God. So, again, I say, if we get excited about Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday, and not big old heaven, something wrong. In other words, see, it's about vision, purpose, and goals. It's not your vision, not your purpose, not your goal. It has to line up with God's vision, purpose, and goal for your life.
Amen. Yes,
sir. Y'all with me?
Yes indeed.
Miss Jennifer said, I would never file my tithes on my taxes, and I never have. That's right. How you doing, Miss Angela, Miss Tabitha, Miss Belinda, Miss Cesar? Y'all see it?
Yes, sir.
Y'all, it's real. I'm telling you, man, you really want to talk about vision? Huh? You want to talk about vision? You know how many people love God up until God say, listen, y'all heard the story of the, watch this. Y'all heard the story of the rich young ruler, right? The one who had all that money and everything was right. And he said, God, what must I do to inherit the kingdom of heaven? How you doing, Miss Tyler and Miss Murphy? He said, what must I do? And God said, go and sell all your possessions and get the money. Oh, he was gone. Boom. In other words, his whole goal changed. Listen,
yep.
Vision, purpose, and goals. The man's goal changed when God said, go and sell your possessions and give the money to the poor. The goal was, what must I do? In other words, help me establish my goal. What do I have to do to get to heaven, inherit the kingdom of heaven? And God told him, and he said the whole goal shifted. He walked away.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason why I'm saying this, y'all, watch this, Miss Tiana. Watch this. I'm looking at boy, as soon as I said money, people start fleeing the other way. They start leaving. You know why? Because nobody want to part ways with their money, but they will part ways with their God.
Right.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Right.
Oh, boy, you know why? Because God is not their God. In other words, you're talking about pretensions and fake? Oh, it gets real. Because, see, now the goal will shift if you tell me what I got to give. You know how many people love you because of what you do for them financially? But stop doing it for them financially and watch how the goal shifts. In other words, they don't call you like they used to call you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Like you used to be the friend. The purpose is no longer the same. And this is how we play with God, don't we? Huh? Oh, this is how we play with God, right? Huh? Our vision is with God as long as our vision benefits us. Our purpose is in God as long as the purpose benefits us. Our goal is with God as long as the goal benefits.
Right.
How far would your goal go? How far would your vision go? How far would your purpose go when you are the center of attention? If God's not the center of attention, it ain't going nowhere.
Amen.
Hello? Hmm?
Yes, sir.
So the question was, is it okay to file your tithes on your taxes? It's okay. No, it's not okay. It's not okay. Y'all with me? It's not okay.
Yes, indeed.
At the end of the day, God gave it all up for us. That dollars that we have, money don't make you happy. Everybody has some money. And once you got the item that you wanted, you found out that it wasn't so good, no way. The people who you were trying to impress, even yourself, I mean, what you impress yourself for 24 hours, huh? That new car smell gone. Hello?
Yes,
money came
indeed.
By love, and it came by peace. It came by joy. It came. It came. Huh? You don't love yourself because you make more money. No. You start to love who you are because you start to understand God's vision, God's purpose, and the goals that God has for you. Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Right. See how this go? All right, let's get it. Next question. What we got?
Okay, the next question is, my goal is to be a school principal. My parents' goal is that I become a doctor, lawyer, or engineer, but I don't want to impact my relationship with them, so what should I do?
Ooh, that's a good one. So when you have a set of goals, but your parents want you to do something totally different, Mr. DJ, what you going to do? Help me out, Mr. DJ. My goal is to be a school principal. My parents' goal for me is that I'm a doctor, a lawyer, or engineer. Now, I don't want to impact the relationship with my parents. What should I do?
Well, the only thing I can tell you is Joseph wanted Christ to become a carpenter. But you see which daddy he listened to. I mean,
hold on.
Big dad.
Hold on, DJ. Say that again, DJ. I want everybody to hear you.
I said Joseph wanted Jesus to be a carpenter to take after him. But look at which daddy he listened to. We got two daddies. Everybody got two daddies. And you got to obey the one in heaven. What is for you is for you.
That's right. You can't
follow the dream of your parent. Sometimes parents want things for you, not realizing that it's not your purpose for being here. You got some people that are good mechanics, maybe
right.
a good athlete, you know, or good artist, but that's not your kid. That's not your kid's calling. That's not their talent. So, you know, you have to follow what God gave you. You can't depend on your parents, you know. I mean, I'm not telling you not to listen to your parents, but I'm just saying, you know, when it comes to your goal and your dreams, you got to follow your own.
Okay. So, Mr. DJ, how you doing? Who is that? Miss Erica, how are you? Okay. So, what did Jesus become?
Jesus became the Messiah. He became the Savior. That's what he became. See, I mean, he might know something about some nails, and it's ironic, no pun intended, but he got nailed to the cross. But he got nailed to the cross so he can save all carpenters, so he can save his dad and his mama.
Y'all, that's my boy. DJ, my brother. I'm just letting y'all know that. So, y'all, that's good, Mr. DJ. Let's see what we got some feedback. Miss Jennifer said, wait on God. Okay, Miss Latanya said, seek God first and foremost. You should be going in the direction that he is leading you to. In doing so, your parents can come to know God and grow in their relationship with him as well. Okay, Miss Tanya, what you say? Hear from God and allow him to guide your footsteps. All right, now I'm with you on that one now. Miss Gwen, what you say? I love my parents, but to do. All right. Miss Tiana say, is it your goal? Is it God's vision? Follow how God leads. All right now. Y'all, the question was that we're talking about is my goal is to be a school principal. This is a question. But my parents' goal is that I'm a doctor, lawyer, or engineer. I don't want to impact my relationship with my parents, so what is it that I should do? Mr. DJ gave a great analogy. Joseph, you know, who was married to Mary, you know, the mother of Jesus, right? He wanted Jesus to be a carpenter. DJ said Jesus was a Messiah, not the carpenter. Actually, no.
We got no time for no saws and nails and cutting.
Jesus Jesus was a carpenter, but he wasn't that type of carpenter.
Correct.
Jesus built houses. You know, this body that houses God, we house God. He
there
was a master carpenter. But watch this, and I'm agreeing with what Mr. DJ said. There was a time when baby Jesus walked. And look what happened, people. Mary and Joseph was all up in there. Where you been? And he said, Hold on. Why do you worry when I was about my father's? Woo!
That's business. Right. Slow your roll.
Yeah.
Right.
Ooh. In other words, mama, I know what you want me to be. Dad, I know what you want me to be. Well, hold on. Slow your roll. See, I'm about my father's business. In other words, to hear from him. And I got to obey him. So no disrespect to you all, but I got to follow his lead. Now, watch this, y'all. How you doing, Miss Faith? Now, how many of us parents out there? Woo, I got to go here. Vision? Uh-huh. Purpose? Woo! And goals. Parents. Now, don't look at our parents. Let's look at you. Uh-oh. Because we'll easily say with our parents, because we the one receiving, oh, I'm going to do what I need to do.
Right.
What about your child? What about that little girl? What about that little boy? Why are you mad because they're not fulfilling your goals? They don't want to play football. Uh-oh. They don't want to go to college. But Mr. Carr, they got to get out of here. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, parents. Now we got to chin check ourselves. Oh. Hold on. What about, because you would say, I have instilled so much in my child. No.
There you go.
You did what God told you to do. You was fulfilling the purpose of God. So it shouldn't matter how it turns out when God is still at the helm. I'm just saying. When God is the head and when God is at the helm, why are you mad because it didn't turn out the way you wanted to go? In other words, you try to inflict your vision, your purpose, and your goal on a child, and you want her to marry Kimmy when she want to marry Thomas. Don't you get... Well, y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I really want to go there? Because parents... Oh, I got to say it. I got all races and creeds. Oh, cool. I'm with everybody. What if your child decides to marry outside their race? What you going to do? See, that wasn't your goal. Woo! How you going to act? Just because you don't say nothing, what if God x-rayed your heart and look at you? What you going to do?
That's right.
Uh-oh. See, what happens is we try and stamp. Come on, y'all. We try and stamp. Yeah. We try and stamp what we think is ours. But that child that you have, Mary, ooh, ain't yours. Joseph, ooh, it ain't yours either. You just earthly mother and father, so chill out. Because that child know to listen to me. In other words, when we are lining up with God's vision and God's purpose and God's goal, what we do is we train them the way that God says to train them, and we let God have his way, and we step out.
Yes, indeed.
Hello?
Yes,
right.
Sir.
I know we'll be quick, Mr. DJ, and say, well, I had to tell my mama. Uh-huh. Now, what about when your child come to you and say, Daddy, I was on that call on that Sunday morning breakfast thing. I heard what you said. I just want you to remember that. Uh-oh. Because you said your child is so articulate and they should be an engineer. And they don't go be an engineer. They work at Macy's. They work at Macy's. And they work at Macy's and you mad. But what if Macy's led to something bigger? But you didn't understand God's goal because you were trying to inflict your own. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Yes, indeed.
On that. Huh? Because you say they should go to college, but what if college's not in them?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You mean to tell me you got to go to become successful in your eyes? That's what you think? Oh, my God. How you doing, Miss Collins? Miss Chloe? Y'all, vision, purpose, and goals. What happens is pride starts to set in, and pride will alter the course of the next visionary. Whew. Them little young visionaries that you have, don't let your pride affect them. You know, some people don't want to disappoint their mama and their daddy, so they start doing stuff that they really don't want to do to please you. But tell your child to please God, not you. I'm saying, if you want to be keep it real, what Kevin Gates say, all I ask is that you keep it G with me. If you want to keep it 1,000, if you really want to be a visionary, if you really want to have purpose and you really want to have real goals in God, tell your children, don't try and please me. Please God, baby.
Amen.
Now, I want to see the real parents out there now. I want to see how much of us, how many of us are like John the Baptist, because John the Baptist had a strong following. In other words, the vision was strong. His purpose was strong. John the Baptist turned his following over to Jesus. I know you raised him up. Now, are you willing to say, hey, I'm not the one. It's Jesus. Listen to him. Please him, not me.
Mm-hmm.
Are you willing to do that, parent? Now, let me see the list. What we got now? Boy, they done got quiet on me. Boy, they done fell out on Facebook.
Tell the truth.
Ain't that something else?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Y'all, let's go to the next question. I'm going to move on. I ain't going to mess with people. Let's go. What we got, Ms. LaTanya?
Okay, so the next question we have is it true that if you fail to plan, you plan to fail?
Okay. Ms. LaTanya, I'm about to put you over there with Cole. Mr. DJ, I'm about to... Lord. Ms. LaTanya, now the tin man didn't have a brain.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
So the scarecrow have a brain, but he walked right on down that yellow brick road, huh? Lord have mercy. All right, let's get to another question. She was playing, y'all. What other question do we have?
Huh? Okay. Okay, so another question is, I have heard that goal setting is unspiritual because it shows a lack of trust. Instead, we should wait for God to lead us. Well, doesn't God call us to be active in our faith, and shouldn't we be setting goals?
That's a good question. That's a good question. All right, now. The question is, says, y'all listen to it. Is Gwen say, obey God, whatever the question is, obey God.
Amen.
I got to tell you. The question says, I have heard that goal setting is unspiritual because it shows a lack of trust. Instead, people should wait for God to lead them. Doesn't God call us to be active in our faith? Shouldn't we be setting goals? How you doing, Ms. Sanders? Mr. DJ, what you got to say? I have heard that goal setting is unspiritual because it shows a lack of trust in God. Instead, people should wait for God to lead them. Doesn't God call us to be active in our faith? Shouldn't we be setting goals?
God tells us to write the vision and make it plain. And when you have your goals, when you set your goals, they're based on that vision, not somebody else's vision, not the world's vision, or what the world thinks. That's between you and the Lord. So the answer to that question is, that's not true. That's somebody who's meddling and trying to tell you what to do, and they ain't worried about their own thing in terms of setting their goals.
Okay.
Now, you can call what you're doing setting goals for your personal self that ain't got nothing to do with God, but those
right.
are not the kind of goals that we're talking about.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's some good food, that DJ. All right. So, y'all, I agree with him. Okay? So, goal setting is not a bad thing to do. It's not unspiritual. Remember, we talk about vision, purpose, and goals. We got to set goals. Let me put it this way. Let me piggyback what my brother just said. Watch this, y'all. Okay? We should set goals. Okay? When you set goals, you have a certain level of what we call expectation. Now, here's the danger. Y'all follow me. How many people, y'all can show your hands. I can't see it, but God can. But by show of hands, Ms. LaTanya, Mr. DJ, how many people out there in Facebook world, everywhere out there, how many of us know people who say, I don't expect nothing from nobody?
A whole lot.
Well, y'all done got quiet on me. I know
a lot of people
no longer expect nothing from men. I no longer expect nothing from women. I no longer expect nothing from nobody. I don't trust nobody. Why? Wow. What's going on, E-40? Miss Tiana raised her emoji hand. All right. Y'all, here's the thing. We talk about vision, purpose, and goal. Vision, purpose, and goal. Don't you know the Bible talks about reaping and sowing? Let me show you how I'm going with this. Vision, purpose, and goal. We're going to equate it to planting, sowing, and then reaping. What happens is anybody can sow seed. So most people have vision. They done heard something from God or something around about.
Right.
And they know the purpose. Mm-hmm. They sure do. Here go the catcher. Most people don't set goals. In other words, goal comes with the expectancy. In other words, I start to expect. When I plant seed, I expect a harvest. But see, expectation yields that I must work.
Mm-hmm.
I must.
Yes, sir.
Hold on. Watch this. I must make sure that this thing is going to grow. People don't want to work. In other words, the reason why I no longer expect and people no longer expect from others, they don't have goals, is because they don't want to work on the relationship. I don't want to put my all into anything that hurt me before. Well, if God looked at it like that, he wouldn't trust us because our parents and their parents and their parents and the parents before them, they all hurt God. But he said just because they hurt don't mean that I'm going to cut you off. See, the goal is bigger than one individual. See what's going on?
Yes, sir.
So what we start to do is we cut off God's goal because of our emotions. In other words, because I was hurt before, I no longer expect from no other man. Because I was hurt before, I no longer expect from no other woman. Because I was hurt before, I don't trust white people. Because I was hurt before, I don't trust black people. See that foolishness right there? You would never reap a harvest because you would never sow into nothing. See? You done messed up your own goal. Hello?
Yes, indeed.
Hello? What'd you say, Ms. Arlene? They're telling lies. They expect a harvest. But make sure you are willing to work and let them be. Come on, Ms. Arlene. There she go. Mm-hmm. Ms. Tiana said Proverbs 13:4, the soul of the sluggard craves and gets nothing, while the soul of the diligent is richly supplied. In other words, your goals are tied into your expectations. Oh, my goodness. Your goals, vision, purpose, and goals, your goal is tied into your what you expect. What you expect to get out of that situation? If you don't expect nothing, your goal is going to be nothing. See how that is? You cannot possibly have a high goal with low expectations. That's a lie.
Yes, indeed. Amen.
Write it down, somebody. You can't have high goals and low expectations in the same body. That's a lie. Well, my goal is to lose 30 pounds, but I don't expect to do nothing.
Right.
Go sit in that corner right there. Stay right there. Just sit down. Y'all with me? Ms. Latoni said we should have expectations, Mr. DJ. Not having expectations, Mr. DJ, suggests that we are not working towards or fulfilling our purpose. Ain't that strong?
That's right.
Y'all see? That's strong.
Yes, sir.
Y'all, your expectancy is tied into your goals. So you have to have vision from God. And then with that vision, you got to know the purpose. And see, when God gives you purpose, God ties purpose and provision in together. He's not going to give you a purpose and not give you the things, the tools that you need to get there. But then when you travel in that road to get there, it's something called a goal. In other words, if you don't expect, why are you serving God? Why are you serving God without expecting from God? The Bible tells us to remind God of his word. When you remind God of his word, that means I expect something from God. If you don't remind God of his word, that means you have no goals in God. I remind God of his word because I expect something from God. The reason why I expect from God is because I know what I put into God. See, you can't expect nothing when you ain't putting nothing in it. I don't expect to go to Texas when I want to put a dollar in my gas tank.
Amen.
Oh, that's right. It's the reason why we don't have no goals. Because we ain't putting nothing in it. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Ms. Gwen say right visions, You must have goals. He's teaching me to trust God even the more. All right. Y'all see it? Vision.
Yes, sir.
Purpose and goals. Y'all got it?
Yes,
vision,
sir.
Purpose, and goals. Okay? We got to make sure that our vision line up with what God has for us. You can dream. Hey, we all adults on this. Okay. Just because you have a wet dream don't mean that came from God. See what I'm talking about?
Because
you have all types
yes,
of dreams.
Yes, sir. Right.
That's right.
By the man talking about, but he's supposed to be holy. You get out the talk to you right quick. You see? Pride can be the dream. So you got to
right.
know what God and what doesn't come from God. You also got to know what the purpose is. See, your purpose may be to be the friend or close enough to that friend who got it. Just so you can get it. That ain't a good purpose. See, you can alter God's purpose. Because, see, the purpose is not necessarily that people pour into you. But what about you pouring into people? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because somebody told us wrong with our purpose. See, if the purpose not, if you can't find people that sow into your life and believe in what you do and support you, then you don't need them. Well, if they always pour into you, what about their purpose? What about you pouring into them? I thought that the Bible says, if I'm not incorrect, Mr. DJ, the Bible I read says it is better to give than to receive. But the foolish world trying to tell me that I need to be receiving, not giving. How could I say that? Because then people start to believe, well, if they're not pouring into you, leave them alone. That means I'm receiving. But I thought that God said it's better to give. In other words, I didn't come to be served. I came to serve. My purpose is to dish out, to give.
Yes, indeed.
Because when you give, that means you got it. Come on, people. When you got purpose in you, you can give other people their purpose.
Yes,
y'all need to hear me again?
That's right.
Got purpose in you. You can tell other people their purpose. In other words, just because he's been to jail, just because he on back child support, just because he's a whoremonger, just because everybody else will put him down, don't mean I can't tell brother about his purpose. I see in him what he don't see in himself, and I see in him what other people don't see. When you a visionary, you look beyond what they naturally do. Like God look beyond what we are and still tell us our purpose. Hello. I'm just talking to somebody. How you doing, Miss Nicole? Miss Jennifer say, when you set your goals in life, do those goals turn into your actual gift God has instilled in you? Miss Jennifer, you done started something. Let's answer that one right quick, Mr. DJ. Mr. DJ.
Okay. Yes, sir.
You set your goals in life. Do those goals, okay, turn into the actual gifts that God has instilled in you? That's a good question. How you doing, Ms. Cassidy?
Do the goals turn into the
gifts that God has already instilled in you?
The gift is not the goal. It's achieving it.
No. The question was, Ms. Jennifer said, when you set goals in life, do those goals turn into actual gifts that God has instilled into you?
They turn into gifts. You may not always see it as a gift, but sometimes you achieve those goals and sometimes you don't. Either way it goes, if it's coming from God, it's going to be a gift. Sometimes the gift is to learn, like a no, a big no.
Come on.
You know, sometimes that's the gift right there. We may not appreciate it. But it is.
Don't y'all know that, you know, a part of being gifted, vision, purpose, and goals, Ms. Jennifer, you just said a mouthful. A part of being gifted, a gift is not necessarily something that always promotes you. A gift can be something that humbles you. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Did you know that? A gift does not necessarily, the Bible says that your gifts will make room for you. He didn't say just room here on earth, room in heaven. In other words, sometimes we need to be humbled. A gift can also humble you. Ain't that something, y'all?
Amen.
The question is, the goal, when you set goals in life, do those goals turn into actual gifts? The goal doesn't turn into a gift.
Well, what the goal does, it brings out the gift. Because when you set a goal, you have expectancy. That means you're going to work because you expect you work. Those who expect more work more. Hello. If you expect a lot and you don't work, you are a slow, lazy slugger, is what the Bible calls it. But when you work, you really typically expect, right?
Yes, right. Sir.
Definitely.
So the goal doesn't turn into a gift, but what the goal do, because you're stretching for it, the goal does pull that gift out of you. That means you start to rely on things that only you can use spiritually. Ain't that something? What's going on, Mike? Okay. Y'all, that's Michael Jordan, the real Michael Jordan. Y'all see it? Right. That's my boy. That's my brother. All right. Ms. Arlene said maybe God may have been ready to release, but you have grown and are ready. All right. Ms. Natalie, how are you? Ms. Latonya said God can use the goals that we set to elevate us, bless others, and bring him glory. All right, now. Y'all got it?
Yes, sir.
Y'all, one of the goals should never be to elevate ourselves. The Bible says it this way. We should esteem others higher than we esteem ourselves. Elevation requires a lot of us being minimal while we lift the spirit of others. I don't think you heard me. I don't think you heard me, because a lot of times we get vision, purpose, and goals messed up. Well, we want to be elevated. No! As a matter of fact, Jesus said, I'm going to come and be beneath the earth so that I can elevate them. Now, if that is Christ's approach with vision, purpose, and goals, our goal should never be elevate us while putting them down. No, I don't need to be elevated. God, humble me while I lift them. How do I lift them? The Bible says when you lift God up, he draws. That's how you lift people. The more you lift God up, recognize who you are and lift who they are.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I'm talking to the humble people. I ain't talking to everybody.
That's right.
Huh? Everybody can't get that message.
Mm-hmm.
This is a direct message God had when he got on the cross. Don't you know he had to get, go down to come up?
Yes, sir.
Hello? The goal should be rise up. This is why the Bible says esteem. Think highly, more highly of them than you think of yourself. This is in the Bible. Esteem mm-hmm. others higher than you esteem yourself. How can you misinterpret that? That's the goal. Y'all with me? All right.
Yes, indeed.
Not everybody would get that, but they'll get it in due time. Mr. DJ, you want to go ahead and pray for us, please?
Sure. Bow your heads, close your eyes, open up your hearts. As we come to the close of another call, we want to say thank you. Thank you, Father, for bringing us together one more time, Father, to lift you up, to feast on this word, and let it manifest and grow within us so that we can take it, Father, not take any credit for it, but to let it harvest within us and share it with others so that you may grow. Father, we want you to bless us, to grant us traveling grace and mercy for those that are traveling, and to keep us on the path, Father. Bless our family, friends, enemies, and acquaintances. Father, bring us back together at the appointed time to feast on your word some more. And may we uplift it in your name, in your son's name, Jesus, we ask these blessings. Amen.
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 Y'all have a great night. See y'all next Monday, right? Next Monday, y'all know we're going to be at it again, having a good time. So invite somebody, share it on your page. You never know who may want to hear this word now. All right? So y'all have a great night, and we'll see y'all on Monday. If you can, check us out on Wednesday, 8 p.m., Bible study, 225-364-0211. 225-364-0211. Don't need a code, but they say you don't even need to be perfect. All you need to do is be present. We'll see y'all then. Y'all have a great night.
Good night.
Good night.